So you thought we were done with the beaches. We're not. This five-page tshuva of Moshe, I figured because, you know, we still don't have nachum with his parents, we'll actually spend some time on this tshuva. Just quickly, what we're going to do after this, which is a very practical issue, though I have a few more makaros on it beyond what's here, is what's called Bava Vidte Tared, the heterim of
beaches,
of being involved in professions where one will see what for anybody else would be a prohibited part of a woman, right? OB, whatever.
Gynecologist.
Yeah, Lavdavka. It could be an OBGYN.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things I've been discussing a lot with Rabbi Ginsburg is that there is this intuition in poskim, which I share, honestly, even though it is a bit hard to formally explain why, but we'll attempt to. There is an intuition among some poskim that maybe being an OB is mutter, but a teenage boy being a lifeguard is a bad idea, even though technically it is a job. Right, so the heter could theoretically apply. There's an strong intuition in poskim that that's not true, that is not a good idea. We'll explore that, but that's the sugya. A vid de tarit is a real. I didn't give you too many makaros on it. I gave you 11 here, and I have a few more on my computer. But to wrap up what we've seen before that, this tshuva by Reb Moshe in full. On the beach, really does bring together a lot of these issues. So we're going to try to just skim through it and try to. He also introduces a lot of chidushim. Kidar Bagavad, that's number 33. Okay, so he says, "Beinyan ister histaklus bin nashim megulos mimkomo shadarkan lachasos im yesh zechomer lavin degilay arayos ibim tzarach leilach mimkomo zanashim mimtzos kain etc." Right, looking at women, their uncovered bodies. Right. How is this as chamor as actual Gilei Arayos? And what do you do if you have to go to such places? And that's the, right, and if you notice, right, this brings together histaklus, this brings together the nishmar to be called devarah, this is going to bring together the sugya and bava basra of what happens if you have no other way, right? All those sugya that we've seen, or Moshe is trying to take all the sugya that we've seen and make sense of them. Okay? You have it? Good. Hine b'davar she'asur leilech. It's five pages, you know, you might want to. To go to a beach where women are not dressed properly, or to, right, is it, should you die rather than go? Right. That's of course how he opens. Of course how he opens it. Reb Moshe has a tendency for opening tshuva like this. Not is it usher, but is it better to die? Right? Those are his options.
Why always so dramatic?
What?
Why is it always so dramatic?
It's the summer.
V'ochiach kvot Torato. Misanhedrin. Vayin hei. B'mishel libotina. Kam yamuz v'al tamod lefnan v'aruma. Maner eiziz ha'iz ha'mashma du medina da'ha. Amar bishlam l'man d'yamar. Eiziz ha'iz ha'shapir. He said, he proves it from, as we've seen 10 times, and Rav Rosenzweig discussed it yesterday as well, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Defain Hay, about the person who said, let me sleep with that woman, let me see her, right, let me talk to her. So the Gemara says, well, if it was Eishes Ish, I understand. Right, what's the implication? That if she's an Erva, then it makes sense that it would be better to die rather than see her naked, because then it would be Abuzraya de Gilei Arayos, and therefore Yarek Val Yavor. And he said, only it was only according to the second position that she was single, these were single women, that you needed the other reasons, right? And the like. She said, here's two chilukim, and Rav Rosenzweig discussed this a little bit yesterday. Chada, tishamhu lehisrapos mitavaso lahavira lehanos, lahavira rather, lehanos mea erva. She said, chamur milavar linatzel mea rigas hama'anes. Sarah balmor chiluk zel inyan hanos atzman. Shemadr balmor pigilei radik, shanantan asur lavar shmikomakom, ngasur lehisrapos mitavaso asur gam hu bigilei. She said, first things first is, and this is what the Rambam says in Halacha Vav, you're all paying attention to Rosenzweig. So Rosenzweig noted yesterday that the Rambam in Parakei Halacha Dalid of Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah says that if you do violate one of the big three and you don't die when you're supposed to, are you put to death?
Yes.
No. The Rambam says no.
In time, I thought.
No. Like, are you put to death by the court? Is it considered? Exactly. The Rambam says no. But the Rambam says, what happens if you're sick and you're dying, and you engage in one of the big three to save yourself, or you chayv misa in the court?
Yes.
Yes, because as the Rav analyzes it very nicely, there's a difference conceptually between external coercion, where what's essentially happening in external coercion when someone holds a gun to your head and says, "Do this."
You're doing it to save your life.
Both cases you're doing to save your life. What's the difference?
Wait, what life were you saving the first time you met?
Your own. In one case, someone's holding a gun to your head and said, either I'll kill you or sleep with that woman. The second case, the guy is dying of an illness, and either he sleeps with the woman or he dies. Why, right? Both of them. Right, what's the difference?
One's a threat.
So, but why? What does that do?
The threat eliminates all your other options.
Why? In what way does it change the case? Rosenzweig discussed it very quickly. If you caught it at the end, he ran through it.
Like, you don't have an intention to change. You have nothing you can do. He's telling you to do this.
Exactly, right? The way the Rav develops it in one of his the longest tshuvot he ever wrote. Didn't write many tshuvot, but he wrote this like 40-page English tshuva. The question was whether Jews are allowed to enter the American army, knowing that they might be put in situations of pikuach nefesh. Is that considered usur? Not because you're putting yourself in a situation that might require you to violate halacha, given beheter, but can you enter the situation meikara? Right. So in the middle of that tshuva, he has a long discussion of ones. And he says, look, if someone holds a gun to your head, and you listen to them, you give in, at the end of the day, it's not your will. Right? Meaning you're succumbing to someone else's will. Right, you're expressing someone else's will. But if you're dying of an illness and you choose to save your life, yes, your life is being threatened, but in the end of the day, the choice is your own.
Right?
The choice is your own. Right? We all understand that. Right? Yeah. Meaning there's a difference between... I mean, we all sort of understand that. Right? Like, there's a difference between someone saying, you know, look, the guy won't give me the medicine.
I need vitamin D, go to the beach, and I think I have to die for that.
Great, fine, if that's what you want.
I thought it would be a good example.
Okay, so the Balamor also therefore says that it's more problematic, right, that when someone else holds a gun to your head, so the halacha is, according to Balamor, that if they're not doing it to make you, you know, reject Judaism, they're doing it for their own pleasure, so it's more lenient. But if you're doing it for your pleasure, essentially, right, to save your life, right, that's more machmir. Right, again, you see this over and over, that whenever you can co-opt the will and say, it's not really me, and someone else, that's more lenient. But when you make the decision, even if it's under internal duress, it's still your decision. Right? You can't say that you're acting as an agent of somebody else. Right? You didn't lose agency, you were just pressured. Okay? So if you skip down three lines to the bottom, he says, "V'chiluk ze efshar hu gam betam on lefan of aruma." So the shrapos mita avasol lehanos b'staklusu bar mimusta aser shino esher mamish avol lehareg kishma antino so lestak abruma kevin shino esher mamish blo negia efshar dein mechoyv lehareg. And he said, therefore, I think, and this is where right he already starts with the lamedus. He says, I think there's a difference between the following two cases. When the guy says, "I'm going to die if I don't speak to the woman," or I don't see her naked, right? Why is that yahareg val yavor? Based on what we just said. Because in the end of the day, it's his will to see her naked. So it might be Harigvel Yavor. But if someone else holds a gun to your head and says, go to the beach, right? Go to the nude beach even, right? Right? That's not the same, right? He says it could be that the reason... what's the problem with Gemara in Sanhedrin? Right, and this is what we haven't seen yet. He says maybe the problem in Sanhedrin is not that every case of subsidiaries... are Yaharik Val Yavor? It's that there, it's his internal coercion, his internal overwhelming desire to violate an Isser by looking at the women that makes it worse. Mm-hmm. Right? Right? As opposed to someone else holding a gun to your head, right? Where I don't want to look at the woman, I'm not involved in Nagia, I'm not involved in everything, right? Meaning, in the end of the day, meaning, look, you guys all laughed at that case, right? Oh, right, the guy said I'm going to die if I don't have sex with this woman, right? You all laugh at it, right? It's a Gemara. Right? But why do you all laugh at it? Because you all understand that at some level, right, that's an expression of his overwhelming desire. And when he does it, you look at the guy and you're like, ugh, right, you're a manufel, right? right? Meaning you look at him and you say, even if you were dying, the fact that you, right, you got that lovesick, right, shows that there's something messed up about your... Exactly, right? So that's what Moshe is saying. He said, maybe in that case, it's Yahar Gvel Yavor. That doesn't mean that if someone holds a gun to your head, you can't go to a beach, right? Because...
Hey,
someone holds a gun to your head and says, if you don't go to the beach, I'll kill you.
Yes,
but the Gemara just said that if you said, I'm going
to
die if I don't look at the woman, right? It is Yahar Gvel Yavor. So Moshe said, what's the difference? He says, because at the end of the day, if you're going to die because of an illness,
don't worry about it.
It's your internally, right, is what's pushing you. And that might be Yahar Gvel Yavor because it's an expression of the Aveira. So that's his first lumdish move, okay? And he says, Afshar Ramban, Shein Mechalik Ben Lesrapos Mitavaso. La Vero, Ubainly Notam Arigas Amahanes, Lanas Asma, Rocklin, Etzmadinch, the Rabamor, and Chilokin Sharvish, the Glorios, Beonsin, Lanas Atzman. He said the Ramban doesn't accept the Balmor, because the Balmor says there is no Yahar Gvel Yavor unless it's done to make you reject religion. But he says in this case, he thinks even the Ramban would agree. If you skip down towards the end, we're going to run through it, we're not going to read it in depth. I really did mean that. Three lines from the bottom of this paragraph. He says, "Avale inyan mashamr yamos vli srape avrak min dasa avan of aruma chino asr mamish garm ban efsher yachalik shurak lis rabos mezavera asr afazev lo b'ma'antzino so listakish so yischayv leharik alze." He said, even though the Ramban and the Balmor do argue that the Ramban thinks that Yahar Gvel Yavor is even when the guy isn't trying to make you convert, right? It's even when he just wants pleasure, right? Watching you sleep with the woman, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. The Ramban says that's also Yahar Gvel Yavor, whatever. Right. He's whatever.
It's weird like that.
Yes. But he says in this case he thinks the Ramban would agree. Right? Why? Well, again, what's the argument? The argument is that it's not the same affront to Torah. Right? If you say, look, the guy held a gun to my head and made me go to the nude beach, right? That's not an affront to Torah. As opposed to the guy who gets to the point where his taiva so overwhelms him he says, I'm gonna die if I don't go to the right? It's a Gemara. What are you poo-pooing the Gemara, honestly?
He doesn't find it relevant to him because he just goes in the winter, so he thinks, I can go to the beach, I'm fine.
Good.
I understand why...
Then, now he adds... And then he adds a second argument. Right? He said, remember, what was the last line? I'll summarize the next paragraph. He said, what was the next line in the Gemara? The Gemara says, well, let him marry the woman. Right? The Penuya. Right? And the Gemara says, then he won't want to do it. Why? It's not us, sir.
It was really for the Avera.
Because part of the desire is that I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Right. So Moshe says, that's part of what he thinks the Chilul Hashem is.
Yeah.
And that's why it's Yahar Gvel Yavor. Because once you recognize that at some level, the reason the guy is so overwhelmed to sleep with this woman is because she's usher to him, that's a Chilul Hashem.
This happened in the case, right? Or it was a theory?
It was the end of that Gemara.
The end of the Gemara was that we'll let him marry her.
The Gemara said, why don't you let him marry the single woman?
Yeah.
The Gemara says, no, then it won't help. Right? He only wants to do it with Isser.
Then you'll see like the same thing like to marry another woman.
Right. So the Gemara, so Ramosha extends that and he says, maybe the reason why, the difference... Right, the difference between the sick guy, right, the guy who's lovesick, and the guy who has a gun to his head, is partially because of this. Because the guy who has a gun to his head, why is he looking at the woman?
He's gonna die.
Because the guy, right, the guy who's lovesick and is gonna die, right? Why is it that he'll save himself by looking at the woman?
Because
he's gonna enjoy violating the Isser.
He's overwhelmed.
And he's gonna enjoy violating the Isser. That's the point. No. But he's going. This is the point. He's gonna enjoy violating it because it's Usser.
No, he's gonna, it's
again.
Yeah,
his point is. It's not about being crazy.
It's not about being crazy. It is crazy.
The point, it's like a, Donnie, the point, Ramosha's point is that the guy, the point is that at some level, the fact that what drives him is that it's Usser, that's why it's different. That's why it's a bigger Chilul Hashem. That's why it's Yahar Gvel Yavor. Okay? Good. One second. Okay? And then he notes that also, even in this case, right, touching might not be Usser because it's not Derech Taiva. Right? It's not clear that every case with external, right? Right? But because even Negiya v'Nishuk, you don't, right, it's not Usser without Derech Taiva. Right? And therefore he said, for sure, Istaklos, which is not done for Taiva, right, might not be Yahar Gvel Yavor. Okay?
My question is, like, I understand why, because he's more like an Islam, he says he's overwhelmed about it, but my question is, why can't he, that person, even though he thinks like he's very, you know, excited because it's Islam and everything, why can't he see the bigger picture? Like, technically...
Because he doesn't.
No, technically, look.
Technically,
it's a woman.
Danny, I wish. So why I wish he could, but the Gemara is telling you that wasn't the case.
Huh?
The Gemara is telling you that wasn't the case. The guy was lovesick for this woman.
People crush on Kate Upton and not Beyonce for a reason.
No, they're all the same.
It's all preference. You think
no, they're
all
not
same.
All the same, Donnie.
They're very much
Donnie,
not the same.
Donnie. They're
is
not
your
all the same
as your sister.
One second. Yosef, stop.
God.
Stop. Donnie. Donnie, listen to me. Donnie, listen to me. When you get married, never tell your wife. Never. Tell your wife.
No.
It's all the same. You, her, somebody else. Who cares?
Not like that.
That's how it is.
I don't mean like
no,
that.
No, there's a difference. People are attracted to specific women.
But I mean, like, if you'll see, like, that thing, that technically...
No, it's not.
Yes,
no,
some,
no,
yes.
It's not.
Yes,
that's not
is.
Human nature, and that's not Torah.
But there
okay?
is some...
As the Gemara sometimes says, if you want, I can prove it to you from a Gemara, namely the Gemara we've just seen, we're done. If you want, I can prove it to you in Svara. No, it's not true.
And
I
if
no.
you want, I could find
Shimon, raise your hand. Okay? Has anyone ever experienced more attraction for one woman than another?
Are you... I have... I'll do just to prove a point, but
Donnie,
it's more
Donnie,
complicated than you
Donnie,
think.
He's equally okay. attracted to every woman.
Donnie.
Or equally unattractive.
I give you a bracha that eventually you find a woman that you are more attracted to and you marry her.
It's more
an
like
attraction, the whole humble.
Like I treat my friends all the same. I
don't amen. Everyone, please say amen.
Amen.
Okay, good. It's just not true. People are more attracted to specific women over others. That you can't just there. You can't mix and match. You can't. Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
There's some truth. Yeah, there's some truth to it. Yeah,
yes,
right.
There's a heck of a lot of truth to that. I can't believe I have to prove this. Look, I'm
no,
telling
you. See my point.
Donnie, I'm telling you this. Altaras Hakodesh.
Huh?
Right. I'm telling you this. Altaras Hakodesh. I am more attracted to my wife than I am to other women. I'm telling you this. This is good. Yes,
yeah,
good.
Shocker.
Shocker.
It's more attracted to other women.
Baruch Hashem. Right. This guy is more attracted to the guy he has a crush to the woman he has a crush on.
No, I understand what. No, my point is not like that. My point.
He wants
is,
to see her.
No,
why do people?
I'm not saying.
Donnie, why do people try? Why do creeps try to sneak in? Right to see. I don't know, right? Celebrities, right? Why do
they
care?
Because they create their own fantasy.
Yes! Thank you. Good, that's what this guy did.
It's not realistic, but he's creating his own fantasy.
Fine! But we've already established the guy is sick. We called him sick.
Okay.
Right? He's sick. That's what Gemara says. He's dying because he needs to sleep with this woman. That's pretty sick. In Hanami, it's a Gemara. What do you want from me? Okay, there's nothing I can do about it. Okay? Good. Next paragraph, the big paragraph. Okay? Big paragraph. Big paragraph. It says Vaod. Shehistaklu she yeshayich lister gilei arayos who rak uvdu dahasam. Sheisha baal shehuvalazesh sheyistakel ba'armi musa. And then he is machadish more. And he says, the type of istaklus. Remember we talked about all these Yisurim. How many of them are mamish, subsidiaries of arayos, and how many of them are not? Yes? We talked about this, right? Like, how many of them are actually under Erva, and how many of them are just, like, generic, right, prohibitions of sexual fantasy, right? So he says there might be a difference. Because in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, what was the Chiddush? What was the case? He wanted that woman, specifically, to be brought to him, right? And be unclothed.
I mean, he was in a cell,
right?
So it would...
Right? He said that... Right. Remember, we talked about different levels. Right. Some types of istaklus are subsidiaries of erva, and some are not.
Yeah.
So Moshe now is mechadesh. She says, "Look, maybe the Gemara in Sanhedrin is saying, yeah, when the guy says, I need that woman, let me sleep with her. No, you can't sleep with her. Okay, bring her to me and let me see her. Right. You understand why that's sort of erva? Because remember, what did we say? What makes something more erva like and not just generic sexuality? Remember, what do we say? What makes it more like an arayos? Shimon.
What's an Isser?
If it relates to a specific woman, there's mutuality.
Right?
Because that makes it sort of like, right, a minor form of arayot. Right?
Why? Because it's a crush. It's the idea that she's forbidden from you.
The desire inheres in a particular person, right? Just like a forbidden sexual relation would be a specific person, right?
Okay, but
he says aval mashu holech lamakom shenash nishim nimtzos migulos bivsaran. But to go to a beach, right? Where they don't care who's going to show up there, right?
Right.
So ain't a shayach legili arayos. So this type of looking isn't the gili arayos looking. Right, remember we said there was tvei dinim. Right, there's the gili arayos looking, and then there's generic sexual fantasy, which are asur as well.
Yes.
Moshe says the only type which is yaharik val yavor is the one which is constructed like arayos, which means that it has to inhere in a specific person. Right, because then it's sort of like an erva.
Right.
Right, because think about it, what is he saying? Really, he wants to sleep with this married woman, but if he can't sleep with her, he wants to. Look at the married woman. So you understand why it's sort of a riot-like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if he just wants to go to a beach, he said, that's usur, not because of...
Not because of this.
Not, right, exactly. Not because of Gili Arayos, right? But because of Vinishmarta.
Yeah.
Right, and that, remember I told you that Ramosha is one of the people who's very emphatic about the fact that there are Tzvei Dinim, right? That there are types of association with arayos that are under gili arayos and therefore women are prohibited in, right? Remember this Ramosha's chiluk?
Prohibited in.
Right, remember, Ramosha said if a woman is fantasizing about a specific person,
she can't be near it.
That's usur.
Yeah.
But generic sexual fantasies, Ramosha says, those are dependent on, let's say, a zer levatala, and since a woman doesn't have a zer levatala, it's mutter. Right? So now Ramosha comes back to that same distinction, but right, and he says the only type of istaklus that might be yaharik val yavor is where it's a specific woman you want to see, because that's sort of a riot like, right? I need to see that married woman, that one, right? That particular one. But to go to a beach, right? What we're worried about at a beach is generic sexual attraction, right? That's usur under Vinishmarta Mikol Davara.
That's the fantasy part where you just have.
Yes, that's the pasuk. That's the gemara in Avodah Zarah Chaf, right? And he says that again. This is Ramosha Lashitaso, right? He's following this chakira through, right? That there are types of istaklos, there's types of fantasizing that are under arayos, and there are those which are in a different iser called Vinishmarta. Right, and he says, because we're worried that it will lead to a sexual mission, maybe even immediately. Right, and he says, why do I think this is true logically? And he said, how does he get it? He says, Vatam, the Bikras Shelfinam Isham Isr, Lishar Dvarim, Levad Biela Ramam, Shubin Dariza, Nemar Lusikravu, Shulav Al Negia Derachtaiva Bikiru Basar. He said, how do I prove this? Because touching, from according to Ramam, is from Lotikravu. Mm-hmm. Right? But his stocklots, he says, is from a different Isr. Okay?
Stocklot means looking.
Okay, so now I'm going to skip down. We've seen some of this, and he says maybe the stuff in Halacha Beis of flirting and the like is only Darabanan, maybe it's Daraisa.
Are they still talking about with that being with a forbidden woman?
One second. When we're trying to go to a radical, which is fine. I even knew in a good Chavana Lehonost. Right. Right now he says, obviously the Isser in Daf Chaf is only when you intend to have pleasure from it. Right, that's when looking is Asur.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Okay, now this here Ramosha develops his theory that it might still be Daraisa, but it's less of a might, but it doesn't get Malkus for other reasons. Okay. Let's see. Let me skip down here. Okay, skip down all the way to the next page, right? Again, he goes through a lot of the proofs that we've seen from him, right? That the generic sexual prohibition from Nishmarta is not under Arayos because it's also usur to look at the clothing, right, etc., which tells you that it's a different isur, right? Because it's not even, there's no people involved. Okay. Al karch isur is talk beside Nishmarta, so let me do here. We're up and we'll come on Shadark on the Chastos. And the came and didn't hear her mikrod and shmarta ain't a bechal din gilur rayos she baham din yaharik val yavor. Right, and therefore he says anything which is only from vinishmarta, it's usur, but it's not Yahargval Yafor. Right? So Ramosha, again, develops this notion that any time you're talking about those prohibitions which are generic sexuality, right? Thinking and looking, but not in a specific woman, just like I'm going to the beach. It's usher on Divine Shmarta. Mm-hmm. But it's not, again, it's not a subsidiary of a riot, and therefore it's not Yahargval Yafor.
Like if you came to the beach because you heard Caitlyn Jenner's going to be there, then you have...
Then Nafkamina would be correct. But if you went to the beach to see a specific woman who's forbidden to you, according to Ramosha, it would potentially be Yahargval Yafor. But if you're just going to the beach because you know there are beautiful women there, right? It's very usher, right? It's very usher.
You just go for the beach just to enjoy the
Kendall,
beach.
What?
I think that was
no,
what? Caitlyn is Bruce, isn't it?
I mean, that's part of why they go, but it's also makom parutz.
Which again is what Ramosha says falls under the Shmarta.
Yeah.
Which therefore would require you to go to
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, we get it down here.
Well, it's your yonesh.
Because you go when there's
right, and then he adds, right? He adds here that. Right, the hachanos to violate an isser are also something you get punished for.
Right,
right. Meaning the fact that you're preparing yourself to be involved in this is also problematic.
Getting ready for your beach day, mm-hmm. Set the alarm nice and early.
Okay, and therefore his summary of this whole analysis. Okay, his summary of the whole analysis is this short paragraph. Right, he brings his summary. He says, "V'im kein hurak lavi etzlo isha ruma shezeh havi hachana liznus." Said, therefore, it's only when you dafka bring a specific woman to you that is Yahargval Yafor, because then he's mechadesh again. I won't read the whole paragraph. That there you are preparing a specific maaseh znus, right? You're doing something. You're bringing the woman, right? A specific woman, and that's why it is again under arayot. Aval mashu holech hamakom shiyoshes megulat b'sarim. But you go to a beach where people are undressed. Shanashem lo b'shvil machshav ezima yoshosham. Right, and he says, and now he comes to Donnie's point. He said, admittedly, the reason that women are on the beach is not because of znus. They're there because they want to be on the beach, right? They're not, right? So obviously, so it's not Yahargval Yafor. Right? The woman doesn't care that you're there. She's not like paying attention. Oh, who's he coming to stare at me, right? Obviously. So that's not Gila Rayos. That's not preparation for an act of znus. That's, he's like, I think going to the beach is Osir. But he's saying, I don't think it's a Rayos. He said, because it lacks specific woman, and it lacks preparation, right? Intentionality, right? No one's coming, most people are not coming to the beach so that a specific man will stare at them, right? Right? Again, he says, it's still usher, right? He said, it's still usher, again, he has to repeat this. It's usher because mishmarta mikol davara, because putting yourself in a situation which might create sexual thoughts is usher, right? It's just not Yahargval Yafor.
The thing is, you're taking the risk for it. You're not always sure that will happen.
And remember,
yeah, that, you're still not
then we already talked about that. Yeah. We talked about that, remember? We saw that according to the recipients of Frank, you're right. If it doesn't cause, or if you have an improper thought, it doesn't cause a zerala. So then Ritzvi Pesach says you're not over. But Tzitzel Yezer said no. It's the act of doing that type of thing which could lead to it, which is usur. But remember, the Gemara of Abasra tells you in a Hanami. But in addition to that, there's a fundamental problem with putting yourself in such a situation. And the way the Rishbam understood it, right? The Rabbeinu Gershom said it's usur because you'll probably end up having improper thoughts. Rishbam says no. It's usur to go to a place where that's part of the culture, yeah. Right? It's part of the culture. It's usher to be there, even if you are a great tzaddik. It doesn't matter, right?
Right?
To put yourself in that situation is problematic.
But, yeah, you're right. You have the risk that you have that.
No,
you
but according,
not always you'll have that.
It doesn't thing. Matter. According to the Rashbam, going there is usher because you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation like that, right? According to Rabbi Gershom, it's usher if it's going to cause a thought. In Hanami, for most people, it is,
yeah.
Right? Or it's at least a real danger,
right?
Right. Okay. And then he says. Okay. Then he gets back into this. Fine. We'll leave. Then he gets more into Abu Zrayhu. Go to the last page. Yes. Right. And he said, obviously, histaklus with no kavana to have it have improper thoughts is obviously mutter in a case of Pidach Nevesh. That's the case in Sota the Chassid Shote. Right? Of the Chassid, it says, oh, I won't save the woman because I might look at her. Obviously, right? Obviously, that is wrong. That's what the Gemara says. Right? And he says, in that case, right, even Negiah is mutter. Why? Because, again, Negiah is mutter if it's
pikuach nefesh.
Not derech chiba.
Oh.
Right? If it's not derech chiba, it's not pikuach nefesh. Mm.
What's right? What's
right? Derech chiba, it's not in a romantic way. Saving the woman is not.
Yeah.
Right?
So you could say the same thing about how you say a lifeguard.
Oh, so that's what I have to deal with Avidte Tared, right? That's tomorrow. Afterwards, remember, what we skipped in the Gemara was Avidte Tared, right? I found this Makara sheet online. I really just copied it for you because it puts a nice summary of things. I've added some things, which I'll give you. But like, this is a very brief summary of it. I don't want to spend too much time on it. And then he adds, and he says, and remember, in addition to the isser of having improper thoughts and looking improper things, he says, "Gdola mizu matzinu." Beyond that, what else is usser? Bavabasr num zayin.
Putting yourself in the situation.
Putting yourself in the situation, right? And then he says that it's if you can't go anywhere else, right?
Like no one else wants to go anywhere.
Right, and he says, based on the Rashbam. Right. Remember, we made this diuk in the Rashbam. That the Rashbam says that it's usur. Why?
Wait, if you're no
right,
else?
Because it's derech kiur. Right, and the therefore he's medayik. The Rashbam is telling you that the problem isn't just if you come to the bad thoughts. Mm-hmm. The Rashbam says the problem is
like putting yourself in
right?
a situation where you can get the
exactly. He says velachein tzarich lomar. Skip down 5 lines. The chayvan de isu rak mishum chashah yavali dehira rasha lismo chalatz mishiach daito man velihar machmash takabayang sheish lo tzarich lalech hasham the tzarkei parnasaso. He said since the isur is to put yourself in that situation, but therefore, what did the Gemara say? If you have no choice, that what? No. It's mutter, right? Because if the problem of a basra is don't put yourself in that situation, then if you need to put yourself in the situation, then the reason you're going there is not because you're evil, it's because you need to. And then what's your job? What does the Gemara say?
To avoid.
Do your best to not think about it. Yeah. Turn your eyes away. So Moshe says.
In other words, you mean like a startup. I'll give an example. Like a startup company is next to the beach. And
yeah, whatever, yeah. Right? Meaning I didn't go into the right. I'm not going to the beach because I wanted the beach. I'm going because, yeah, great example, right? I'm in a startup in Tel Aviv, right? Or whatever. It's very wealthy, right? And they have prime territory.
Yeah.
He says, in a Hanami. So then, obviously, because again, logically, he says, if the isser is don't put yourself in a situation unnecessarily that is tempting, right? Because that's a disgusting thing to do. Why would you tempt yourself? Well, if you say, look, the reason I'm going is not because I want to tempt myself. It's because I have no choice. Not because I want to go to the beach per se, but because my office is next to the beach. What do you want from my life? Yeah. We're not saying you bought a beachside house. Now I have no choice. I have no choice. What do you want from me? It's right outside my window.
It's all I could afford.
Right, it's all I could afford. I only could afford the $20 million house. I couldn't afford the $10 million house, which was 3 blocks from the beach. I could only afford the $20 million, right? My parents left me in their will $20 million on condition I spend it on that. Otherwise, I'm losing the $20 million. I don't know. Right? So he says, no. He says, therefore, if you have to go, so then go, but try to close your eyes, right? Or leave your eyes open, but don't look at the places or whatever
don't
it is.
Stare. Because they don't have
enough. Words, just be normal.
You won't just
right? And he says that's even for. And he says you don't need pikuach nefesh, right? It's wait one second. He says you don't need pikuach nefesh,
yeah.
Right? The Gemara is clear that this is even if you need to go for like a monetary reason. And he says, again, a normal person can just keep walking.
Yeah.
It's the tzaddik thing to do is to turn away. Right? But the Mikra Din, what do you have to do? Don't stare. Just walk. Oh. No. If you have no choice but to go.
Okay, fine.
So Mikra Din, remember, the Gemara says you're at Tzaddik if you have no choice but to go, and you manage to turn away.
Yeah.
But a normal, what's Mutter Mikra Din by implication? Just walking straight. Right? That's technically Mutter. So Moshe says, again, staring,
no.
Avada is Usher.
Yeah.
Right? But if you need to go there, right, and you just walk straight, so technically it's mutter. Last paragraph.
Walk straight first to what? Like,
one second.
The thing is.
Okay, what? Okay, I'm just going to finish my last paragraph and I'll send it. Okay, one second. Let me finish my last paragraph. There's another shir in a second. He says, Vihine. Midisasat, last paragraph. Midisasam bigamara mashma yoser, af shalob batoch shal yavali here, or nami mutter lelech. And then Ramosha Lishitaso in the subway chuba says, what's the implication of the Gemara? That if you have no choice to go, it's mutter even if what?
Even if you can
even if
improper
it,
thoughts.
Even if it might cause you to have improper thoughts. I mean, the Gemara is saying, in a chanam, you shouldn't. But what comes out of the Gemara in Bava Basra, right, is that if there really is no other way, right, your job is right there. You do the best you can, right? And then, Now he says, three lines down, he says, you know, you shouldn't lose your parnasa because of a safek, because it might cause a problem, but he says, of a lo mistaber l'hagel kol kach. But still, you shouldn't take that as a blanket heter. Right? Don't say, oh, be normal. Said, no, no, no. Right? Kevin da kra asr laharam mitzat safek zeh, harin nimtza shehiru kfar isr be'etzem. Said, don't tell me, oh, I can just be makil because I might not cause me to have an emission. You know, the hirhur is usr also, right? So what, you can't just say so easily, oh, I need to go for my job, so it's mutter, right? No, this is real. One second. He says, aval kulai kevan shvikra nemra tam de shmira shiavo mize la davarau kenemar shino also borur chen tarch ian ladina b'mishal abatoch shalavay her. He said, therefore, I'm not really sure. He said, it's v'nishmarta, which means guard yourself. So he said, I'm not sure. He said, I want to tell you it's mutter, but I'm not actually 100% sure. If you know that it's going to cause improper thoughts, he said, maybe it is aser. He's not sure. He says, that's only someone, and you saw this in the subway tshuva also, who thinks that it's more likely than not that he will have improper thoughts. If he said, if you're 90% sure you won't, so then he thinks it's definitely mutter, even though, right, you might come to it, right? So if you need to go there, you go there for a fua, right? Right, and therefore he says at the end, if you need to go to the beach, therefore his one head to go to the beach, possibly, is if someone, his doctor tells him, you need to go, you know, beach air, right? So then for him to go and try not to look, he said, that might be mutter, right? But he says, but try to go when there's nobody there, and at times women aren't dressed improperly, meaning just because you have to go to the beach doesn't mean you have to go at the heat of the day in the middle of the summer, right? Could be you go with, he says, and therefore even that I'm tsaruch iyun, and he says, and what about the fact that in the normal streets, do you also have this? He said, Inachanami, do your best. Exactly. Do your best. So again, I just want you to say, Ramosha, what you see is he took everything together. He said, look, there's usser. There's really usser. Really usser is only when there's concrete, right?
Concrete, things that are riot.
Right. Otherwise, it's the general prohibition, generic prohibition. The general rule by generic prohibition is it's usser, right? But in addition to being usser, you shouldn't put yourself in a situation where you might be involved with it. But that last precaution, right? The Gemara already says it's only if you have a choice.
Right.
There, if you don't have a choice. Again, the first two are always usser. But the third level, meaning putting yourself in a situation where you might be led to generic sexual thoughts, right? That Ramosha is willing to say, right? That's what the Gemara says. If you have no choice, you're allowed to. Ramosha says, if you know yourself that you're going to have improper thoughts, Ramosha says, I'm not sure that it's mutter, then I'm not sure it's mutter. If you're probably not, but you end up having, then it is mutter. But again, you should avoid it as much as possible. And then he raises this possibility if someone has to go to the beach, because for medical reason, maybe it's mutter if you can avoid the right times. V'chulei, v'chulei. Tomorrow we'll do Bavu Dara.